Okay, all right, Sherbrooke, things are about to get wild. It's Tuesday, February 3rd, and tonight the historic Teilhard Granada is hosting an 18-plus event that is definitely not for the faint of heart. He is a global superstar, a legendary stunt performer, and a pioneer of the extreme who has turned bad decisions into an art form. He's currently on his brand new, completely uncensored, multimedia comedy tour, Crash and Burn. Joining us live on the line right now, it's the one and only Steve-O. Thanks for coming on CJMQ, man.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Thank you. So we're beyond hyped to have you at the Granada tonight. We have to know, is this your first time visiting us here in Sherbrooke in the Eastern Townships, or have you ever spent any time exploring this part of Quebec, Canada before?
I'm reasonably sure that this is going to be my first visit to Sherbrooke.
Okay. All right. So we hope you enjoy it. You describe Crash and Burn as a multimedia show where we don't just hear about your exploits, but we actually see them happen on a massive screen. So for the Sherbrooke crowd, without giving too much away, what are some of the moments in the show that could really make the audience jump out of their seats the most?
I really don't like to tell people what to expect. I've done that in the past, and I like to keep it as a surprise, but I'll tell you in general, it's a multimedia show. I did everything exclusively for this show. The bar is super high. For my last tour, I had medical professionals giving me general anesthesia drugs through IVs while I was riding a bicycle. I had an epidural, which is a 4-inch needle in my spinal cavity. And they injected this drug to paralyze me while I was in a full sprint. I really don't take this lightly. You know, I do heavy stuff. I don't have the limits of needing permission from a movie studio. I don't have to worry about I don't worry about whether things I'm doing are legal. I don't bother insuring the stuff that I film. I mean, it would be completely uninsurable anyway, but I really operate without having to follow any rules whatsoever. And that allows me to push the boundaries further and be crazier than I could for Jackass. And it's something that I've been an evolving art form for many years now. And at this point, the bar is extremely high, and each show that I've toured with has been significantly better than the one before it.
Oh, excellent. I actually had one of my colleagues ask me, you have to ask Steve-O, how the hell does he get insurance for his performances? So you answered that one.
Now, when we make a Jackass movie, I got to believe that there's insurance for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was when we got onto the third movie, by that point, I was clean and sober. And it was the first time I asked, hey, what happens if somebody gets seriously injured or killed? They told me that standard California workman's comp kicks in.
Okay.
Which wasn't super comforting.
No, I can imagine. Speaking of Jackass, the news just dropped that there's Jackass 5 coming out, I think June 26th.
I would be reluctant to call it Jackass 5 because what it's going to be is essentially a greatest hits movie. It's going to be a celebration of the entire franchise with footage pulled from the filming for all the four previous movies mixed in with new footage that will be filmed for this.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit misleading to call it Jackass 5.
Okay.
Really what it is a celebration of the franchise.
Okay. Were you touring at the same time that you were filming? And if so, did you bring any of that chaotic energy into this movie?
I'm actually, the filming is going to take place at the end of this month. I'm flying directly from Canada to the set to shoot for this new Jackass project.
Okay, excellent. Okay. In a lot of your interviews, I noticed, you know, you talk a lot about being sober for many years now, which is really an incredible feat. How does it feel to perform, you know, compared to your early days? And do you find that it gives you more of a creative edge when you're dreaming up new stunts?
I mean, it's been 17 years at this point. So now, as far as my professional career goes, I've been sober for considerably longer than I wasn't. And as such, it's a little bit difficult to compare. I mean, except for I just know that, you know, I was effectively debilitated by my consumption of alcohol and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anything that I do is better than what I was up to at the end of my run.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I attribute everything that I'm able to do to my recovery.
Yeah. I know you're also a big charity person. Like what do you have going on right now?
I've opened up an animal sanctuary in Tennessee, and I've been giving tattoos to my fans to raise money for my nonprofit. We've got a bunch of animals in Tennessee.
Okay, excellent. All right, just to wrap things up, if you had to describe the vibe that you want to show tonight's show in the Granada, give us a few words for someone that's still on the fence about coming out and what can they expect?
I just would say that if anybody is a fan of Jackass movies,
mm-hmm.
then they're going to love this show. It's like an extra naughty Jackass movie meets a stand-up comedy show,
right.
Which really, you know, that's what it's all about. It's super wild and crazy, at times disturbing, at times, like, shocking. And it's just, it's really fun and funny. So, I understand that the world is crumbling around us.
Mm, yep.
People's entertainment dollars are squeezed really tight. But I've been mindful to go to utterly insane lengths to put together the wildest show that I could. And I'm not here to waste anybody's time.
Wow, excellent. All right, we look forward to it. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate this.
Hey, man, for sure. Likewise, brother. Thank you.
Okay. What an absolute blast to have a legend like Steve-O on the airwaves, especially for the first time here in the Eastern Townships.
Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate you.
And Sherbrooke, you heard the man. The Crash and Burn Tour is hitting the Teow Granada tonight at 8 p.m. It's 18+. It's completely uncensored. And judging by what Steve-O just told us, it's going to be a night we'll be talking about for a long time. Make sure to grab those last-minute tickets while you still can and get ready for the madness. Steve-O, we'll see you at the Granada, and we cannot wait for Jackass the Movie this summer. Thanks for being a total pro and a true inspiration with that 17 years of sobriety. And stay tuned to CJMQ 88.9 FM.